American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is the choice to be the next U.S. ambassador to Israel in the upcoming Trump administration, as announced by President-elect Donald Trump today. Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister, is another in a growing list of strong Israel supporters announced or reported to be in Trump's next administration. Trump has promised to strengthen U.S. ties with Israel as it fights wars against Iran-backed terrorist groups Hamas and Hezbollah. Fox is also reporting that some attorney general prospects of Donald Trump's are Utah Senator Mike Lee, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, former White House Attorney Mark Paoletta, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, and former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. The Democrat-controlled Senate begins its efforts to confirm as many new federal judges nominated by President Biden as possible before President-elect Trump takes office. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to critics who think the move is too hasty before a new administration moves in.
We have seen this in this type of period of time, in other a transition period, if you will, where the sitting president has been able to get some judicial judges go through. And that's what we want to see Congress. We want to see Republicans and Democrats come together, as they have, to get these key judges through.
The Senate has confirmed 213 judicial nominees since the beginning of President Biden's term, and an additional 31 still await Senate confirmation votes. We may not have heard the last of pro-abortion groups in Florida, even though they failed to get enough support for an abortion ballot initiative in this year's election. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
Scott Baker of Cogency Strategic says there is no question the other side will try again in Florida.
They'll keep coming back because they have really almost unlimited resources to do so.
Baker says that abortion is a money-making process, and the pro-abortion side has people that will invest heavily in this issue.
So they'll be back in Florida. So certainly there are lessons that we can learn here. We have a better understanding of what resonates with Floridians, what they care about.
Cogency Strategic was instrumental in getting the pro-life community's thoughts out in Florida ahead of the vote on the Right to Abortion Initiative, otherwise known as Amendment 4. Working with organizations including Keep Florida Pro-Life, Action for Life, and the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Cogency Strategic helped push a digital campaign that torpedoed the abortion amendment. For example, one ad posed ethical questions such as, if abortion is healthcare, shouldn't it be regulated like healthcare? That resonated with centrists on the issue of abortion, as Amendment 4 sought to create a constitutional right for abortion and do away with the restrictions put in place by the state.
Using these really strong, very specific micro-targeting tactics to reach the right voters is the way to move forward, and I think what we did in Florida verifies that.
I'm Chris Woodward.
A new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public classroom by January 1st has been temporarily blocked after a federal judge granted a preliminary injunction today. The Obama-appointed judge said the law is unconstitutional on its face, and plaintiffs are likely to win their case with claims that the law violates the First Amendment. The judge issued the order in an ongoing lawsuit filed by a group of students of Louisiana public school children. They say the legislation violates First Amendment language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. New York Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update about wildfires in the state. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the Jennings Creek wildfire in Orange County, which stretches into New Jersey, is over 5,000 acres and 10% contained, noting it's the largest New York has faced since 2008.
Some of the residents have been voluntarily evacuated, but I want to emphasize that at this moment, no structures are currently under threat.
The blaze killing an 18-year-old state parks worker. The governor says most of the 15 fires burning in the state are contained, noting the White House fire in Ulster County is roughly 600 or 700 acres.
Reports are it's contained. We're watching it closely as the winds continue to pick up.
Deploying resources, including 4 helicopters from the New York State Police and National Guard.
Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.